Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. 6 months after the suicide of internet activist Aaron Swartz, MIT has released what it calls an independent report on how it handled the Swartz case. That report finds that MIT committed no wrongdoing, but it says the institution could have done more. The 26-year-old hanged himself as he awaited trial on 13 federal charges stemming from using MIT's network to download millions of articles from a scholarly archive website. MIT professor Hal Abelson led the review. His 180-page report says that in taking a neutral approach to the U.S. attorney's aggressive prosecution of Swartz, MIT missed a chance to demonstrate leadership on complicated issues involving open access to information technology.
How strongly do you feel that there was a failure here in terms of MIT's opportunity to take a leadership role in these complicated issues?
So I want to say, I wouldn't say a failure. We really talk about missed opportunity, but the missed opportunity was really a missed opportunity by the MIT community. The leadership of MIT responds to the sentiment expressed by the community. One of the things that really struck me is that there was almost nothing from MIT students in this. There was almost nothing from MIT faculty. So when I talk about missed opportunity, it really is the community that's a missed opportunity. They didn't see this as a chance to engage. Here this thing exploded right in the midst of the kind of academic community that should be thinking about this, and we just didn't see it.
Are you distinguishing between the MIT community and the MIT leadership?
Well, the MIT leadership is responsive to what the community is doing. You know, if they don't hear anything, why should they be saying there's a strong issue and there are all these things if they're not hearing that from the faculty and not hearing that from the students?
But, of course, the MIT leadership are independent thinkers on their own. They may have their own opinions. If they hear silence from the community, would they have had an obligation to say we need to take this up as a leadership issue even if the community is silent?
Well, I don't know. We have to talk with the leadership on that. But remember, part of the leadership here is really reflecting the attitudes of the community, and here they didn't hear anything at all.
MIT President Raphael Reif says the report dispels what he describes as widely circulated myths, like claims that MIT was going after or targeting Swartz. He stresses the report's authors found that MIT never pursued federal prosecution, jail time, or even punishment for Swartz, and did not oppose a plea bargain. Instead, he says, MIT took what he calls a position of neutrality.
There was an issue between the government and an individual. The individual broke the law or is accused of breaking the law. The government has to figure that out, and the defense counsel has to defend, and the process goes. And we decided, let that be. But we wanted to make it clear that we, even though in the eyes of the law we were a victim, we didn't view ourselves as victim, and we didn't want any prosecution.
In retrospect, do you wish you had not taken a position of neutrality?
I think what we did was, in my view, was the right position at the time. MIT consulted with members of the faculty on that position, and the position was endorsed. Let's recognize that quite a few of the members of the MIT community were actually upset and irritated that something happened on our campus and a guest brought that into the campus. So there are all sorts of views here.
When I pressed Reif on whether MIT, knowing what it knows now, would take the same position of neutrality, MIT economist Peter Diamond, who is also one of the report's authors, spoke up.
Let me step in on this one. One of the things that was hardest to do when writing the report is not to have it totally dominated by hindsight. And your question says, well, given hindsight, what would you do? It's just not a useful question.
Well, maybe I should do foresight then. So if this were to happen again, do you think you would take a position of neutrality? Given the type of community that MIT is, you could almost imagine a student deciding to test the system. If I did what Aaron Swartz did now, what might happen? Do you have a sense of how you might, if you may proceed differently in that kind of case?
Hypotheticals like that just don't have sufficient structure to talk about. I mean, I'm sorry to refuse to answer what I don't consider to be a useful question.
The U.S. Attorney's Office has taken heat for how it handled the Swartz case. Reif didn't want to comment on whether that prosecution was too aggressive.
I don't think it's my place to to judge. I have to assume they are doing their job in good faith, and I'll leave it at that.
The report's lead author, Hal Abelson, answered my next question.
What would have been an appropriate punishment for Aaron?
Some of the attorneys and even ex-judges that I respect very much said an appropriate punishment for Aaron would have been a misdemeanor charge, pleading guilty on that, and then possibly getting pretrial diversion and long periods of community service.
Swartz's girlfriend released a statement today calling the report a whitewash. She says that when it came to granting access to witnesses and evidence, MIT cooperated with prosecutors but not defense attorneys. Swartz's father, who has previously said the family asked MIT to intervene in the case on Aaron's behalf, declined to comment on the report.